Punxsutawney Phil had it right. Winter is sticking around. The good news is it gives you a little more time to celebrate the season. Snow. Snow. On Saturday, the Kennett Winterfest returns. More than 60 breweries will be at the day-long fest, which includes non-alcohol brands as well. You can learn how to create your own home brews or try to win the best dress or best snackless competition. Food vendors will be on site, and live bands will provide the musical backdrop. It all happens outdoors in downtown Kennett Square. The fest starts at 12:30. If you have any home improvement projects in mind for 2025, this is the time to start planning. The annual Home and Garden Show is headed to the Greater Philadelphia Expo Center in Oaks. 3,000-plus exhibitors will be on site with info about everything from kitchen renovations to pool builds. Special guests include Craig Conover of Southern Charm and Christopher King, a.k.a. Peter Brady, from A Very Brady Renovation. The show goes Friday through Sunday. While we're on the subject of the importance of home and how it makes us feel, let's direct our attention to the play A Raisin in the Sun. The Lorraine Hansberry penned classic is at the People's Light through March 30th. Friday is family night among several specially themed performances during its run. Friday's show starts at 7 p.m. Black and Latino culture is at the forefront of the annual Schomburg Symposium at Taye, Puerto Rico. The symposium is named after scholar Arthur Schomburg, who inspired a library-turned research center in Harlem. Friday's free opening night conversation is with Cuban filmmaker Gloria Rolando. On Saturday, the ticketed day-long event includes talks on Puerto Rican art, Pan-Africanism, and intersectionality, along with a panel discussion. The event begins at 9 a.m. Delaware's First State Ballet Theater performs Triple Bill, three world premieres by their top choreographers Carlos Martinez, Victor Plotnikov, and Blake Craples. And to make the Trinity theme complete, there are three performances at the Grand Opera House, one on Friday and two on Saturday. L.A. synth-pop band Foster the People bring their feel-good vibes to Philly this weekend in support of their latest project, Paradise State of Mind. They're coming to the Fillmore Philadelphia on Friday night at 8 p.m. He just turned 80 last month, but Rod Stewart is perennially sexy. The British rocker, Sir Rod Stewart to you, announced last year that this tour would be his last. But you can see him in Atlantic City at the Hard Rock Hotel before he hangs up the mic for good. Among the best-selling recording artists of all time, so he's earned his retirement. The show is on Saturday at 8 p.m. He's a teacher, looking for an answer. Come on, honey, let's spend the night together. We're hoping you have a sexy weekend. It's all in the mindset. If you missed anything or want to find out about other events, head to our website, whyy.org/things-to-do. I'm Tanya Pendleton, and I'll be back next Thursday with more weekend options. Whatever you choose to do, have a great weekend, everyone. Yeah,